Bone Boy Speaks, episode 448, More Unlicensed Spectrum. All wireless devices use some part of the radio frequency spectrum to transmit or receive signals. They also, you know, just all electronic devices will occasionally put out interference just due to the nature of what they do. And so that's a different discussion. But in any case, there are fundamentally two types of spectrum. There are licensed spectrum, which means that some government agency says, yes, you can use this, and they give you a certain allocation of it that's to be used for a specific purpose. And then there's unlicensed spectrum. And unlicensed spectrum is where there are some rules about how you can use it, but you don't have to get a license in order to actually, make or receive transmissions in that band. And there are some devices, for example, microwaves, that put out interference specifically in that band. And so, that's called the ISM. I forget what it stands for, but basically, it's kind of a noise spectrum, which is one of the reasons they made it available as a as unlicensed spectrum originally, is because the things were putting out interference in that spectrum, and so really they can't, either those devices aren't allowed to operate, which people don't want to get rid of their microwaves, or there's we just don't use it. But there are several bands of the electromagnetic spectrum in various countries that are considered unlicensed, and anything can use it, subject to certain rules. And so there's definitely more wireless devices now than there was 10 years ago or 20 years ago. And of course, they all need to communicate with something, and there are not as many places to do that. And of course, software defined radios will solve some of this, but I think we're some time away from getting being in that kind of environment. So meanwhile, we have to look to agencies like the FCC in the US to make spectrum available for different uses. And and spectrum is licensed for government use. It's licensed for commercial use and amateur radio use also. And then there are those unlicensed blocks. And so people lobbying the FCC to get some more unlicensed spectrum. And the nice thing about unlicensed spectrum is that within some limits, you can use it for whatever you want. And so, with unlicensed spectrum, we have Wi-Fi. I mean, that's what Wi-Fi sits in, unlicensed spectrum, and you wouldn't be able to go down and get a wireless access point down at Fry's or your local electronics store for as cheap as you can get them. They're $50 or $100 US, or maybe a high end one might cost a little bit more, but they would be a lot more than that if you had to get a license to also operate one. And Wi-Fi is included in lots of different little devices as a result, and there's been lots of innovation there. And we've also got cordless phones and the little RC cars and stuff that all use the radio spectrum, and they use unlicensed spectrum and at low powers, and that's how that stuff works, and it's not a big deal. But anyway, this is there are folks lobbying the FCC right now to open up some more unlicensed spectrum to allow more places to play, basically, because let's face it, the 2.4 gigahertz and 5.8 gigahertz spectrum is pretty crowded, which is where some of the unlicensed spectrum today. And so and so they're talking about opening up some more spectrum in the 5 gigahertz range, and also potentially use some of what they call the guard bands in the 600 megahertz frequency, which is where the FCC is going to have an auction here pretty quick. They're getting rid of some of they're turning over some of the what was originally TV station spectrum and actually making it available for other uses. And so they're going to create what guard bands are, basically, is just an area between two licensed users that, because when you transmit at a particular frequency, it bleeds over into neighboring frequencies a bit. And so they have guard bands to make sure that there's no interference between the licensed users. But you could use guard bands for low power stuff and things that things that wouldn't necessarily interfere. But in any case, it's I think getting more spectrum is always a good thing. So So if it happens, I'm looking forward to it, because that means more places for our wireless devices to play.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.